Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Five times are hitting the road again this summer, and it's the Champions League heroes heading to Ireland in August.
Andrei Shevchenko, the European Footballer of the Year, star man in the Milan side, must score.
He must score.
He saved it!
Believe it.
Jamie Carragher and Luis Garcia host a gala dinner at the Marker Hotel in Dublin, August 20th.
Once a European champion, always a European champion.
24 hours later, Luis Garcia, Didi Haman and Jamie Carragher are at the Waterfront Theatre Belfast, August 21st. Then in September, Barnes, Aldridge and Haman in London on Thursday the 11th. Fowler, McAteer and Whelan in Newport, South Wales on Thursday the 18th. All details and tickets of all those events on fivetimes.co/events. It'd be great to see you there.
Liverpool have their hands on the European Cup again, and this time it's for keeps.
Welcome to Five Times Podcast. Before we get going with two fantastic guests, just firstly I'd like to say thanks to Gusto and Heswell, who are always accommodating, looking after us today with the coffees and the almond croissants today. Just a few things before we get going. Visit our website, which is fivetimes.co. All the information about any up-and-coming tours, any appearances by any of the lads, and basically just what we're up to will be on there. So like I said, that's fivetimes.co, so go and have a look. A couple of events just to let you know. Robbie Fowler is in Bergen, which is in Norway. That's next Friday, 22nd of August. If you're in Norway and you're listening to this, get over to that. Always great to see Robbie. He's got some great stories. Another one is Jamie Carragher and Luis Garcia. Two players obviously coming back together from that famous Champions League night. They're hosting a gala dinner in Dublin. That's next Wednesday, 20th of August. At, like I just said, that's in Dublin. So if you're over there and you obviously get a chance to go and see the lads, then go and see them. Jamie's got some fantastic stories, and so is Luis Garcia. It's great to see them. And something you don't usually get to see as well, Luis is obviously flying out to India to play in an up-and-coming tournament over there. So we'll be around for a while. So go and see Luis if you can, and Jamie Carragher. All the legends will be coming together and hosting their first Christmas lunch. At lunch it'll be starting around 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. That's on Friday, the 12th of December. I know it's a bit early, but a lot of the tables have already gone. So if you go on the website, fivetimes.co, there'll be more information on that lunch. They're great days, and a lot of the lads will be going to that for a good time. So let's get going. We've just launched this year's Fantasy Football League. It's £10 to enter, and you can win £1,000. Some fella from Norway won it last year, Todd, I think his name was. So he won that last year, so that's always good to go. But we'll get going with today's podcast, and two fantastic guests with me today. Great to have them, great to see them again. We've got Mark Wright, former England and obviously Liverpool centre half, and everyone knows this fella. His voice is absolutely fantastic. I grew up listening to this voice and watching this fella on the telly, the legend that is Ian St. John. Right, so there's only a few days left to the start of the season. Excited? Worried?
I'm not apprehensive. I'm not worried or apprehensive. I just think if they can build, I mean, Luis Suarez is a big loss to and he would be to any team, Jace. But I think, you know, with the signings that have come in, as on a whole, I mean, for Spurs last year they didn't do well when eight new players come in. We've brought people in who have fitted in, and you know, and they've had a pretty good, close season. I think they've played, especially the last game, I think it was first, you know, it was first class. And if they all slot in as quickly as we hoped, eh, then I actually think we'll have a good season. Whether we're good enough to actually go on and take it a step further and win a league is another thing. But I still think with the signings that we've had, we've certainly got a lot stronger.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't signed another striker. Like, I mean, Suarez is one that would be difficult to replace if you were doing a one-for-one job. But I think what we've done this year, this close season, is strengthen the team. And I think the team, seriously, I always think that, you know, a strong team is better than just a strong player. You know, and I mean, Suarez, as I say, was magnificent. He won his games, whatever. But look at the goals we lost. You know, we need strength at the back. We need in midfield, I think, something else in midfield. So, all in all, I think that although we've lost, you know, the star quality, I think we've strengthened the team. And I was impressed against Borussia Dortmund. I thought the team played well. The football they played was good. You know, passing, move, a lot of movement. I thought that Lovren played very well. It's the first time I've seen him at centre-half there for us. Played well. And I think that'll be an improvement. So I'm quite optimistic, actually, to tell you the truth.
You just obviously spoke about signings there when we're looking forward to the beginning of the season. And like you say, obviously all good signings that have fitted into the philosophy that Brendan wants to play. Are we still maybe, like you mentioned it there, saying are we still maybe a striker away from finishing off business?
Well, I would like to think so, because, you know, if Sturridge, who is maturing all the time and, you know, he's a smashing goal scorer, if he gets injured, for instance, who's going to play?
Yeah.
You know, really, we need somebody else there. In fact, he needs maybe somebody else to play up there with him. I don't know. But young Sterling will be a key player this year, because I think, I mean, he's maturing all the time, getting stronger. He will score goals, and he's electrifying, little runner, isn't he? Tricky. I think he'll be an outstanding player for us. Coutinho is a classy little act, I think. If you're playing ahead of him, expect a good ball off him, because you can play a good ball. You know, if you make the right run, he can slide a ball in for you. So if I was playing centre forward, I would be very happy with Coutinho. But as I say, if Sturridge gets injured, who actually is going to play that position?
Well, do you think we're looking for a marquee signing? You know, these players now that are in the brackets, aren't they? These marquee players, the likes of Cavani, Falcao, Costa, you know, these kind of players. Are we looking at Suarez is obviously in that bracket. Are we looking to replace Suarez with a marquee signing? Is that what the fans want? Is that what we need?
I think they would like that, Saint, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And I think it's important, like the Saint was saying, like you were saying, Jace, there, is that as an ex-centre-half, if Sturridge was to go down, they've got no one to go up top to back the centre-halves off, to create space.
Well, Ricky Lambert is probably, maybe not quite.
See, with Ricky, you'll squeeze the line because you know he can't run away from you.
Yeah.
With Sturridge, he's always on your shoulder. He's always looking to go behind. And as a centre-half, that backs you off, and it keeps backing you off, saying, unless you're very, very brave. But you won't be brave enough with the likes of Sterling and Coutinho and all them sort of players, because they can thread balls through, and then you're going to get done. So people will sit deep. But I think if you haven't got Sturridge there, and we don't get a marquee signing, I think people will start to squeeze the line against us. I really condense the play and say, well, listen, pen them in and have a real go at them. Then we've got to have a plan B, which I don't think we had last year, Saint. I think we played all our football.
Is Ricky Lambert our plan B?
Plan B, I think that is if things aren't working in a game, I think you can bring him on to play two up top, because he'll give you that aerial threat.
Well,
but he's got to be able to touch things on for someone to be running.
Beyond,
so you've got to have a change of the way you play, Saint, haven't you?
Well, but Liverpool, Brendan's brought the game back a little bit to Liverpool, in the sense that we're playing much more football, I think. We're playing better football, possession football, looking to attack, threading balls through. Ricky Lambert doesn't come into that category. I mean, he's a big old-fashioned centre-forward for me.
You're looking like getting wide, getting crosses
in
the box.
Yeah, get crosses in.
Which is what we don't really do.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, are we going to do that? Are we going to say, right, Ricky, you be ready there. Get to the back post, because, you know, Sterling's going to go past the fullback, a la Ian Callaghan, and cross the ball for you, and you go, thank you very much. I don't know. I think
he's a good link man, though, Saint. I think he's a good link man. He's a big boy, you know. And when you've seen him play at Southampton and for England, you wrap a ball into him, he holds it in.
He doesn't
give away cheap possession. That's what I think Ricky should be looking to do and to bring in, because then all of a sudden it works. Then that will occupy centre half. So I mean, he is a different player that, to what we've had for a long, long time.
Who would you like to come in then as this marquee signing centre forward?
I don't know.
It's difficult, isn't it?
It's very difficult.
Get Torres back.
I would have took him back last year.
Eh?
I would have took him back last year.
I mean, we're laughing at that because where has football disappeared to? I don't know, because he was one of the top players in the world for me, Torres, when he was banging them in for us.
I'd offer $5 million and Aspas, I would.
Well, who's going to take
that? That's how you deserve the club. I'll throw him in as well.
I don't know where these boys go to. I mean, is there somewhere they go after signing for Liverpool? They just disappear.
It's like a big black hole and they just go into it and they never come out.
Reappear in the
club. That happened to me, that. I ended up in that black hole. Never to be seen again until like now. I've just come back. It's like Back to the Future. It's like I've come back and there's like iPods and iPads and everything. I've never seen them. Unbelievable. I know it's a really difficult one, and I don't know. I think Brendan's astute enough to think the bunny's not burning a hole in his pocket. So maybe Christmas we might be looking at maybe someone comes down. Plus, there's 75 million of the Suarez money. People are going to be looking at that if they're the selling club and thinking, right,
how much have we spent?
We've used all that. We've used that money up.
I would say so.
Yeah, but do you think people say this? But I think Liverpool's business was done before Suarez was out the club. So obviously the money was already in place to do that.
But they knew it was coming. So it's one of the same.
They didn't think it was coming this season, did they?
But tell me, boys, I don't know. I mean, I've been out the game for a wee while and didn't know what was going on. But when I wakened up, Liverpool had all these new players.
Been at the game for 35 years. Saints, what are you going on about?
Who is Origi? Is he called Origi?
He was a striker who played for Belgium in the World Cup.
He's a
only a young 19-year-old, yeah. Whip it. Absolute whip it. He, like, runner. Just runs beyond. Like Wrighty was saying before, he's one of them players who goes beyond the centre forward. He kept Lukaku out the Belgium team for a game or a game and a half in the World Cup. Very exciting for me. Probably a little bit too soon, maybe, for Liverpool at the minute, but his development, they put him out on loan, he's gone back.
We won't see him?
No, we won't see him. They've bought him to loan him back to the same side we bought him from.
He ain't gone in that black hole you're on about, don't worry about
that. Oh, well, I mean, when you were saying how he's exciting and he's fast and he's this, that and the other, and then we say, well, we've loaned him out.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think his development, he would sit on the bench for Liverpool, he needs his progression now, he needs to play, he's going to come back a better player next season.
He needs to be finished off, is what Jace is saying. Because when you saw him in the World Cup, he got into them positions, but didn't quite have the end product. And they think that maybe another year playing will give him that much more experience, and then he'll come back and be a big part of what Liverpool's about. Because certainly one thing he's got is major pace.
And he can score.
Yeah.
It was exciting, wasn't he?
It was exciting.
He was really exciting. Go on, Saint.
Who is this other fella? Can? Is that how you pronounce it?
Emre Can.
Chan,
yeah, he's a German.
Why don't
big lad.
An H in his name,
because that would be Jackie Chan, wouldn't it? And you get mixed up. That'd be like Jackie Chan. It's not Jackie Chan.
Is he related to Jackie Chan?
No. This is a big German. Boy's
a
like
German.
Jackie Chan's a little Chinese karate expert, like Bruce Lee.
That's who we need.
Yeah,
carve up a few defenders.
Emre Can is a dogger, isn't he? He wants to get in and tackle, and he wants to go and retrieve the ball and get all them into pieces.
Do you know what reminds me of? A little bit like Sami Khedira. He's a little bit like that, that kind of player, Sami Khedira.
Yeah.
Plays for Germany. He's obviously German as well. My personal take on, I like him. I really like him. He gets around the pitch well. The only thing I'm worried about is he's gone off a couple of games with a couple of niggles, hasn't he? Whether he's up to speed with the Premier League, I don't know. But I see him as Steven Gerrard's. I mean, I'm going to say them words, which we don't like to say, but I see him as Steven Gerrard's replacement. I think he'll fit into that holding midfield role. And play there once.
That's his job, wasn't it? When he was playing away.
Abroad. And I think he's been brought in for the future, or to take it from Steven Gerrard.
Mm-hmm. I look forward to seeing him then, because I think throughout the season, I mean, Steven, having pulled out of England now, and is just going to save himself for Liverpool games. But there's a lot of games. So, boys, we all get to that stage in our career of a certain age where, to ask him to play every game is all. So maybe this lad. Chan.
Definitely.
Chan, mate.
JC's more of him than I do. I mean, I saw him in little bits and pieces, and we don't know a lot about him, Saint.
No.
It's for us to comment on him, but the little bits and pieces I have seen, he just looks a no-nonsense.
No-nonsense, that's
retrieve the ball, but he does what he's got a tendency, and he has got to learn to do, is I think he has been sent off quite a few times, even though he's young, and he collects a heck of a lot of bookings. Wow. For you know, a little bit of rash challenges. So I think Brendan will put that right in him, that's for sure. But what he has got a tackle in him, Jace, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He wants to go and do that.
I actually see him starting the season. If he's fit on the weekend, I actually see him starting.
In place of who?
He would start alongside Steven Gerrard and Jordan Henderson. So who would that be in place of?
That would be in place of Lucas, would be?
Yeah.
Lucas?
It'd be in place of Lucas, yeah. Uh-huh. That's for me. And then ahead of him, I see Sterling, Sturridge and Coutinho.
I like those three lively players.
Give us another player.
Yeah, lively player.
Yeah, give us another happen. Player.
Yeah.
Sean Dundee's left. He's not there. He's gone. He's gone into that black
eventually
hole.
Gone.
In fact, you don't even think he went into that black hole. He's just proper disappeared. He's like Uzini. Yeah, right? Where did he go?
He's gone back to Dundee.
You're not wrong. Are there any more you haven't heard of?
Well, I've heard the lot of them. What about Moreno? Our latest guy, Moreno.
Moreno's a left back who played for Sevilla. Pulled out of... It was on and off all week, and Sevilla played Real Madrid.
Yeah, I watched that game.
And he pulled out last minute. So it suggests that the deal looks like it's definitely done. Which for me, he's a left back that would go straight into the team for me.
Yeah,
right, so, well, that's good. I would say that.
Well, not good if you're Enrique, it's not good.
Do you know what? That's right, though. I agree with James, because you know what is why? That's one position that last year, Saint, that we didn't get settled.
No.
It wasn't right. You're playing right backs at left back, so this lad will come in, slot in, it'd be perfect for there, got lots of experience, and I think he's a real good player.
Manquillo? Heard of Manquillo?
No, tell me.
Right, Manquillo is a right back. Young, 20, 21, was Atletico Madrid last season, so he's been part of their Champions League campaign. They got to the final, obviously, and they won La Liga, so he's been through that as well. They've taken him on a 2-year loan deal with an option, I think, at the end of the first year, which obviously he's a right back. I watched him at the weekend, very attack minded, got into Brendan's philosophy very well, because that's always difficult when you come to a new club, isn't it? You know, knowing where to be at the right time. And looked very comfortable, as you'd expect, with a Spaniard on the ball. He's come through all the Spanish ranks, played at youth team level, gone right through the ranks in Spain. Looks like he could be the new Spanish right back in years to come. For me, that spells danger for Glenn Johnson.
For a lot of people. What I don't understand is here.
Yeah,
if this lad is that good, right, and he's what? Yeah. Why do people loan him out for 2 years? A 2-year loan deal?
Well, that's just right. No, that's right. I mean,
it's a loan with an option, though.
But still, Atletico don't need to be selling or loaning players out, because they must have recouped a lot of money from Champions League, done a lot of good things in Champions League again this year.
He wasn't regular at Atletico, and the money Liverpool are paying is a fair whack.
Yeah. No, I agree. Listen, I think Brendan, what he's done this year, he's looked at a lot of players in depth to bring him in to suit the system rather than just taking people in. Yeah. He's really looked at, I need to produce them.
That's the difference with Tottenham.
Yes, Brendan has done absolutely unbelievable, and that's why you see in that game the other day, a lot of them new players have just fitted in straight away.
Because he's
gone, no, he won't do for me, I'm going to watch these players myself, and they've slotted in fantastically well. That's an art, and that's what Brendan does unbelievably well.
See, I mean, you mentioned Tottenham there. I think they just bought a job lot, which we have done in the past, by the way, as well.
We've had managers.
We've had job lots.
Was I in that job lot?
No, you were specific.
You were actually half decent.
You were a man. We thought, we need a right winger, will you?
Exactly. Get me right here. The tallest right winger ever.
No, you know what I'm saying? So we've signed a lot of players, but we needed players in certain positions, two full-backs, centre-half. We've got that.
Yeah.
So, although we lost 51 goals, which, you know, rightly, that's no good enough. Not good enough. Any league you're playing in, you're not going to win anything losing all those many goals.
No.
So that needed strengthening. Now, if you've got two full-backs, centre-back, that looks not bad.
No, that's very good.
That's plugging the holes there. Now we've got, according to this, we've got energetic, classy midfield players.
He's addressed the problems.
Addressed all the problems,
apart from the striker. There's one position left, isn't it? You know that.
Well, one of the biggest problems, and you just touched on it there, Saint, and we'll talk about that. Was, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out that Liverpool's problems were at the back last season. Because going forward, 101 goals, 102 goals, whatever. second behind Manchester City by a couple of goals, was unbelievable. But if you look at the top four positions, Liverpool's defensive record was the worst. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know where the problem was. Obviously, we spoke about Manquillo coming in, Moreno coming in, Lovren obviously stepping in. So obviously defensively, righty, that's, you look like them have been addressed. Firstly, what do you think of Lovren? And are we going to be in a difficult position where we've got to basically three out the back five are brand new players? Is that going to be difficult?
Because
you can see that maybe Johnson might come in for Manquillo, but you can see Moreno fitting in at the weekend, left back. You can see it's going to be Mignolet, maybe Moreno, and then it's going to be Lovren, new, Skrtel, possibly. And either Manquillo or Johnson. I think Manquillo could get the ball, actually.
Do you know what? I got misquoted. I did something on TalkSport, and they asked me about Lovren. I said, listen, I haven't seen enough of him. I've got a lot of friends in Southampton that have said he's a good player, but he takes a chance. He tries to dribble out and gets caught. And I turned around and said, there's a lot of money to pay for a lad who's only had one real good season in the Premier League. That went everywhere, saying that I said he wasn't a good player. Now, I'm saying that, of course he's a good player, he's playing Premier League football. All of a sudden, he's had a great season for a lesser club. He's come to a big club. He's played at against Dortmund, had a very, very good game. And you know what? I'll tell you what I like by what Brendan's done. Competition for places. Because before, there was not competition for places.
Certainly for Glenn, I don't think there was.
No, I think for a whole of the back line, it was more or less a done thing. And then they were putting round things in square peg. It can't work. Now he's addressed it. He's bought two fullbacks. He's bought a centre half. Now there's great competition. And Skrtel said this in the paper the other day when I was reading. He was saying, do you know what's fantastic? Because it's going to really keep us on our toes. Because now there's four centre halves who all, each and every one of them, want to start and want to play.
Now, who are you for? Lovren, Skrtel, Agger,
Sacco. So there's the four. I mean, they're all going to want to play.
Sure.
And I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, well, for the first time, there's a heck of a lot of strength there. Mm-hmm. And when they get their chance, they're not going to want to give that up. So they're going to do everything they can to train properly, to address it properly, and defend properly. Otherwise, Brendan's got a choice now to say, well, listen, I haven't quite done it. In goes somebody else. And now I'm liking what I'm seeing defensively.
Yeah.
And that's the first time in quite a few years that I've been like, wow, okay. Well, they're all there.
One thing that I've noticed, or I've come across this week, just listening to the news and reading newspapers, I actually thought he had a really good pre-season, and he struggled at the football club for a while through injuries and not getting a good run of games. It was young Martin Kelly.
Yeah.
Now, it's being suggested he's going to go to Crystal Palace for £1.5 million. I cannot, for the life of me, understand that. One, for £1.5 million.
Yeah.
And two, why would they let him go?
Do you know what I think, Jason? If you don't want to answer it, you can answer it. But as a defender, I think when he got injured, he never came back the same player. And I still don't think he quite is, Jace.
Right.
And is he the sharp, major, major intelligent footballer? Without being disrespectful to Martin Kelly, because I think he's a no-nonsense 100% for every time he goes out there. But does he fit into that Brendan philosophy, that zip, 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 zip? And we've just bought that.
Mm-hmm.
We've just bought intelligent footballers that are sharp, that are quick, want to go and join in, get forward, get back. That's what I'm saying. Is Martin Kelly more suited to going out there?
Is he a square peg then, going in around the hole? That's what you're saying.
No, but I think for Martin's sake, Martin Kelly might have gone in and knocked on the door and said, listen, where do I fit? Do us a favour.
A million and a half, Crystal Palace. That's a bad... All right, talk from Martin Kelly. Do you think that's a bad move for Martin Kelly, Crystal Palace? I personally do. Why not Aston Villa or a Newcastle or a...
Listen, if the teams in the league would know if he was going to be available, wouldn't they? The Aston Villas of the world.
Well, they will
know
now, yeah.
They would know if he's available. And maybe they've looked at him and think, he's not a bad kid, this, but is he short of this level?
Right.
And I think you've got to make that decision up.
Okay.
As you were saying, Mark, maybe he is short of Premier League level, and he might be a star and have a great career, at the league underneath.
That may be that Brendan said, listen, okay, you've been a good kid, you're no trouble, thank you very much for being at Liverpool, we're going to let you go, because he needs to build a career for himself. He wants to play regularly. No one wants, Jace, did we want to sit on the bench ever? No. So Martin might have looked at it and gone, just bought two fullbacks, the centre half, there's four of them now, all internationals, hold on a minute, when am I going to play? So for Martin's sake, I think it's a great...
Doing him a favour.
He needs to go and play his football. Whether Crystal Palace is the right place, only Martin will know, and only time will tell, eh?
Well, we touched on it before, Luis Suarez, and we're talking about the team as it's evolving and coming through. Suarez, you know, you take them 31 goals out, you being a striker, saying, where are the goals going to come from now if this striker doesn't come in before the weekend, which doesn't look like that bit of business is going to be done. So maybe we're looking maybe a good 2 weeks. How long's the window open for? Another 3 weeks, is it? 2.5 weeks? So we could be looking at 2 weeks before another player actually comes in. Mm. Where are them goals, which is a few games in now, where are them goals going to come from for you, say? How are they going to score or replace these 31 goals?
Well, I think other players will weigh in this year who haven't before. As I said, Sterling, I think, will weigh in with goals.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's a terrific kid. We may then, from midfield, we haven't had a midfield that bothered getting into the penalty area, have they? You know, when you think about it. Henderson scored a couple of goals.
But you want more from him, don't you?
Yeah, the Brazilian...
Coutinho?
No, Coutinho. Lucas.
Yeah.
I mean, remember Lucas scored your goals. Yeah. You know, so there was no threat, no danger coming. So we will get goals from our midfield now. Now, it might be 10 goals, but it's 10 goals that we didn't have from them last year and will help to make up the deficit that you'd get from the Suarez goals, you know. So I think we will all, as a team, play more attacking football and score goals from various areas. I really do think that. I don't think, you know, this business of relying on just, you know, the one player is going to get you 30 goals. I think that 30 goals can get made up by other players. I think Sturridge will get his quota.
If you look at it, Jace, and all the people who are competing for the league title, you know, to win the league, all them top clubs, and that includes us, they have midfielders who score 10 plus, don't they? One man scores ten plus every time.
Torre, Lampard.
Yeah. You're looking all the way through, and I'm thinking, well, to win it, we have to make sure that
who's that player in our team, right? Jordan Henderson.
Well, Jordan's got a couple of legs. He's got to bomb forward, though, hasn't he? He's got to get on the end.
He's got to get forward, but he's not. For me, showed that he's going to be a goal scorer.
Right.
I mean, he got one at the weekend, which he's got to be. The fact that he has, in the couple of goals that he has scored, he's been scored from. In there, must prove to him, look, son, you've got to get in there.
Yeah.
You know, no point in standing back 30 yards out admiring everything that's going on. Ball's flying around the box, he's got to be in there.
Correct. And I think if you look at it, where's Stephen going to play?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Is another one that I don't think is going to score too many goals. So if Jordan doesn't get forward, maybe between them they're not going to score 10 goals, Jay.
Yeah.
And I think you have to then look at it from our point of view. We're not the management, but you have to, with someone like, I mean, you could run all day. Should be Relicia, get in the box. Yeah. Jordan can go there and back, and then and these two can just dog around.
Farrah can run all day.
Huh?
Mo Farrah can run all day.
Yeah, you know, he might get on the end of a couple.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, but
he leaves
got
the
to...
stadium and disappears around the streets.
But he's got... But he's got to, we have to release Jordan this year. You have to let him go and get in the box. And I think you can see, if you keep put it into his head, when we've got possession, but as soon as it goes wide, it goes everywhere, get on your bike and go and join in.
Somebody else cover for you, which was always a thing.
Mm.
And our defenders were all, I think the player was told about, certainly going forward. On you go, if you're in the move, you're in the move, and you end up wherever you end up,
somebody will cover for you. And that's teamwork.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, I think our team as a team will be
better.
I think we'll be stronger. Yes.
Yeah.
I think we'll be stronger for it. I think the football we'll play will be exciting football.
Yeah. It is,
you know, I enjoyed it the weekend. I thought, oh, this is good, boys. You know, the movement and the knocking it around or whatever. And I think we have players that just need a bit of confidence in the finishing. You know, there's some lads there, in the those midfield lads, and you can see that they don't fancy going in there because they might miss, you know, they might get a chance and miss it. And
or they get caught out going back the other
and
way.
And then they're going the other way.
That was my problem. I used to get to the box and think, if this goes back out over my head and they end up scoring, I'm going to get the blame. I've gone too far. And Bruce Rowe used to say to me, get out of that box. I mean, I get it. It was like a false wall, like an invisible wall. I couldn't get past it. Oh, I can't go any further. It's like, well, they call it gambling sometimes, don't they? You've got to gamble sometimes.
I think midfield players in the modern day football can get in. And if you see teams that play that way and have got adventurous midfield players, they score goals because, you know, everybody, they're all pretty tied and tight up front. And then, who's the guys with the space? Midfield players. They're the guys that, you know, see the situation bombing we're in.
In today's game, you wouldn't have had to worry about getting back in, would you? Because it was 4-4-2, you think, oh, I'm leaving a big gap there. That puts a doubt in your mind. And you get people like me going, get yourself back in. But today, when you're playing 4-2-3-1, whatever it was, go on, do it. Everyone slide across. Go and get in the box, Jay. You know, it has suited you in today's game, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I just think someone, one of their midfield players, for us to have a great season, has to score 10 plus. One player.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. And I don't, until we see the new players and see what ability they've got. I don't see Lucas being able to do it. Joe Allen, no.
Have you seen him pre-season? How's pre-season gone? Have you seen things like this happening pre-season?
Yeah, well,
I've seen more attacking.
I must say, but
Joe Henderson has got
asking me about pre-season. I detest watching pre-season games. I don't care who's playing against each other. I just don't like them because we know what it is. We've played in them. We're not fit. The other team's not fit. Nobody wants to get injured, and the whole—it's a nonsense. It's just a—it's there for the manager and the players to get fit and get a wee bit of organisation going. Whatever. As a spectator, it's not worth the money. I wouldn't pay and watch it.
What about doing the game when you're a pundit, by the way, and you've got to like—it's how hard is it?
It's very hard because there's nothing positive to say about it. You know, you might go, well, he looks not bad, and he might be able to do this. That,
you can't tell anything, can you?
No. I think the spectators, they should let them in for nothing. Pre-season games, no charge people.
I don't know about that because I think they made £5 million off the New York tour, which is off the America tour.
Oh, huge crowds.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, you wouldn't get me there unless I was working at the game because I detest them. I know what it's like. We're all breathing.
They're hard.
We're difficult.
Well, have we been lured into a false sense of... That's a good point, that's it. Have we been lured into a false sense of security, by the way, we battered Dortmund at the weekend?
But don't forget the game... Is it the game before? They get beat 3-1 by Man United.
Yeah.
Sturridge didn't play in that game, did he?
No.
So that goes back to the point you said before. What are we going to do if he's not around? Well, we played very well first half.
Yeah.
And then we had loads of possession, but couldn't finish it off. Then Man United beat us 3-1. And you think, well, hold on a minute. Okay, it's only pre-season. Yeah. But it's still one and the same. Yeah. And that's why we go back to that same point again, Dave. We haven't been lured. I think we've got a good, solid, strong side now. That's what I really, really do. I think there's a lot of movement, a lot of pace. There are goals in it, but we do need another one to make sure that we've got the right mix.
Well, this could be a difficult question because it leads lovely into it, what you just said there. Is what's your team? Out of all the new players we've picked, the strong squad, what do you go with Sunday? Southampton, what's your team?
Well, I was asking you about these players because I don't know a lot of them. I really don't. But I would say that...
We'll go round.
All right, but the goalkeeper, and I would say...
Can't have Pepe Reina, he's gone.
Right.
Okay. And David James Clemens, is working
where's
with BT.
Clemens then?
Clem is down with the FA doing something, goalkeeper coaching.
Yeah.
Bruce could actually be anywhere in the world.
But
he could end up in goal.
He could end up in goal.
You never know with Bruce.
There's been a bit of a gap here with me with us. The goalkeeper, I've got to say, I need to see him be more positive. I want to see him come out and try to catch a few balls. He flaps at them. And,
You know, it doesn't inspire me with a lot of confidence. I'm sorry, but that's, you know, we've had great goalkeepers.
So it was a bit like Dracula for you.
Well, yes. Right across. Like across. It's an old gag. But I mean,
football. Hey, that's why I'm here. So we're going with Mignolet, yeah?
Well, you've got to.
Yeah, you've got Mignolet for me, right?
Because there's no another goalkeeper among the
right back.
All these days names.
Going for it, right back. Oh. There you go. See that? Let's put it back onto his toes. He's waiting for us to say something.
I'm going to go.
I gave him a little square ball there.
I'm going to go with Glenn Johnson. I know.
I must say, Glenn's got to up his game for me. Got to. Start? Otherwise, she's going to be one that'll be. He'll be there for the substitutes bench.
Black hole.
For the black hole. I don't know who will play in there, but I think Skirtle and
No, we're not on that yet. Right,
hang on, I've gone across the back here.
No, you're avoiding the question. That's what you're doing.
I don't know who of the new players. Is there anybody that can challenge
Manquillo?
Right, well,
he's a young lad.
Young lad.
Did you watch the game against Dortmund the other weekend?
Yes, I did.
He played right back.
Yes, I know, and he didn't do badly.
Well, are you going to go for him?
Against Johnson, I would risk him. I would put him down as a risk factor.
So yeah. Manquillo in?
Yeah.
Is there a chance of getting an answer out of you?
Yeah, no, I'll go on. I'll go him.
Manquillo?
Yeah.
You on
I'd go Glenn Johnson just because of his experience for that first game. But I've no doubt that we push now. If he doesn't play well, then the young fellow will take his place, that's for sure.
Okay, centre halves. I'm going to go with.
Are you jumping in? Yeah.
Go on.
Skirtle and Lovren.
Right. I concur.
So do I, because I think that
you
was,
think
he says that means I agree.
Is that Irish?
Right.
But you know what? Yeah, I would.
I concur
because they looked very strong. They looked to have an understanding
already. Yes.
Yeah, already. So that, you know, and that's very, very important. Very important to allow them to.
So we're agreed on centre halves. Left back. I'm gonna go. I can see you hesitating there. I'm gonna go with. Do you know what? I'm going to go with Moreno. I'm going to say he's going to throw him straight into the team. Straight in. Left back, Moreno.
Right.
The fact that he's signed.
I'll tell you what, I was a little bit disappointed when I read the papers. He didn't play in the game, the big game.
In the week, Real Madrid.
And he was crying.
Sad one.
He was crying.
Ooh.
I know.
This Moreno was crying because he was leaving his team. I mean, what are we getting here? Are we getting men?
In his defence, I know what you're saying, but I don't think it's the fact I think he's been here as a kid, so he's obviously come through everything. But I think as well, it's the fact that he's leaving home and he's coming to England from Spain. There's a bit of that.
He's not just leaving a team.
He's leaving with his mates, isn't he? And he's like his house and his dog.
Maybe he's not right for Liverpool at the moment. Then
he'd be all right. He'd be all
when
right.
When I left Motherwell, tears of joy.
Hey, I cried when I left Liverpool, signed for Blackburn, and in the press conference when they were talking about like signing, I was actually crying because I'd left Liverpool. I wanted to go back. I thought, what have I done? There was tears in my eyes. In fact, the headlines was Maca tears.
Oh no!
I know.
So you're a crybaby as well.
I'm a crybaby. Yeah, but so was Gazza. Oh, hey, they've all cried. Real men cry, Saint.
I mean, Gazza flooded the pitch with his tears.
I know. Anyway, who are you going with left back? Come on.
I'd have Moreno.
Right, we've got two Morenos.
I'd just put him straight in there because I don't think he fancies Enrique. And I don't think there's anybody else to go in there. So I think
I think's injured, isn't he?
Is
so.
He?
Yeah.
Young Flanagan.
I'd put him in.
Did you go? You went Manquillo, didn't you? You could have Johnson on the left if you wanted.
I know.
But I don't think you got it right. If you can't get in on the right, he's definitely not going to get in on the left, is he?
I'll go with what we've selected so far.
Moreno.
And now in midfield, the Sturridge.
We should throw Googly in there. What system are we playing?
Well, this is it. I mean, I'm not.
Let's go 4-3-3. I think it'll be 4-3-3.
Do you?
Yeah.
They played well the weekend, didn't they, together, Sam?
So Stevens.
Yep.
So Stevens in for you.
Steven is a must.
Okay.
In fact, if he could play two positions, he'd be in there.
He can pick where he wants to play.
Yeah.
So the two players ahead of him.
I would. A young Sturridge, if you're thinking wide players, Sturridge,
Coutinho.
No, you're not. You've gone too far forward.
I'm midfielders.
So you've got Stephen in the centre.
Too quick.
You are too quick. Henderson?
Well, Henderson will probably play, yes.
Yeah, would he play? No, would he play in your team?
Well, yes, because there's nobody else really.
Cheers.
No, not by that. I mean, you know, players coming in? I want to see new players come in that will say, "I'm a better player than you've got here, John Henderson or Arlen or anything. I'm in here, and I'm going to be, you know, a star player."
Right, I'm going with John Henderson alongside Stephen. Are you?
Yeah, he was the most improved player last year. Yeah.
It has improved.
I think for his energy levels is what he does.
When he didn't play,
was he suspended for four games? We missed him in that running. You know, when he came back for the last game, didn't he? Was it three or four games, whatever it was? We missed his energy of closing people down and going after things.
I'm sure I'm right in saying this, but forgive me if I'm not. But I've read that Brendan Rodgers said Liverpool didn't lose the league when Steven Gerrard slipped against Chelsea. Liverpool lost the league when Jordan Henderson was sent off and missed the last four games. He's irreplaceable.
Well, there you go. There.
There's something in that. I agree with that. Firstly, it wasn't Stephen's slip, but
his energy
levels. We missed that.
Correct. He set it off.
He was the one that went after. Marathon as well. Then with his energy levels.
He's probably done one before he played. He's probably at European Athletics, and then he's going to shoot across the Anfield.
No. If you're talking about some of the great players we've had in midfield over the length of time that I've watched Liverpool, great players.
You know, like McMahon and Whelan and Souness and McAteer.
All them. You know, flip off the tongue.
But, are you laughing?
But Jordan doesn't come into that category. He doesn't, for me, he doesn't.
But he is an improved footballer.
He's an improved player. He has got high energy levels.
How old is he?
Jordan,
35. Well, I don't know what age he is. 20
something.
Six.
Yeah, 26, sorry.
I don't think he was, but listen, maybe. I thought he was a lot younger than that, see, so I'm saying, no, he's not on the same level as what you're talking about as soon as now, but it is different, and the game is different, and I honestly think, Saint, that if Brendan did say that, I agree with that, to say that, not so much that we lost it when, but I think he was a massive void. No one came in and did what Jordan did for them, you know, in them four games that he missed, or three games that he missed.
He's 24.
24, well, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And he was... He was born the day before me, on the 17th of June. My birthday's the 18th of June. So, there you go. Jordan Henderson's in the team.
Yeah, for me, he is.
Who, alongside him? For me, it would be Emre Can.
Well, if Can, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't seen enough of him, Jason, either, to say who would be that third man if you're playing three men in midfield. But I think, from what I have seen, he holds his position well, and he goes after the ball. And if someone comes, he's got that bit in him that he's committed to a tackle and no one's getting through.
Right, good.
And I quite like that if you're a holding midfield player.
Right, now we're on to the front three.
Now the front three pick themselves, I think.
Yeah.
You know, Coutinho, Sturridge and Sterling. I think that's it. They're, for me, exciting players.
And that was near enough the team for the weekend, wasn't it? Apart from, Glenn Johnson didn't play, did he?
Yeah, he played on the left.
On the left? Okay.
I'm going to throw one in. If Adam Lallana was fit...
Oh, why? There's a player we never discussed with the new players. you see him, you'll have seen him, have you, Ratey? But
I've seen it, yeah.
Where does he fit in?
Do you know, then you go to a 4-2-3-1 for me, because then the three across there would pick
4-3, the Christmas tree.
Yeah, because I'd have Henderson and Stephen Gerrard holding, and then the three would be Lallana, Coutinho and Sterling, with Sturridge up front. And I think that has got a lot of movement, a lot of pace, and it's got a few more goals in it.
Hold on,
but that's
where
does 4-2-3-1?
4-2, who would be Gerrard
and Henderson?
4-2.
And then the three in front would be Lallana, Coutinho, and Sterling, and then Sturridge up top.
Yes,
but that's me, because I think there's more goals with Lallana and changing that formation to accommodate Lallana.
If Lallana was fit, is that the team he played Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, I agree. I totally.
What does he bring to the party then, Lallana?
Goals.
He scores goals. Yeah. He's not a prolific goal scorer, but what he will do, he'll get his ball retention 10. He's left footed. He gives you balance on naturally that side as well, Saint. But I think he's got movement, and I think he's got a football brain. But I just think, for me, I would have if he was fit, I'd be playing him.
Oh, well,
I would be right. Changing the formation 4-2-3-1.
Right.
Listen, who knows? But I just think he, especially at home, he's got exceptional. You know, keep the ball, get at people. His first thought is right. Step forward and get after people. Right. See, commit them, and that's good. And with Coutinho, in that little in the middle holding one, you've got two quick people, two intelligent boys that want to go the other way. For him slotting them in, you know, as a back four, you'd be backing off at all times.
Well, that's exciting. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Lallana forgot all about him there, didn't he?
Yeah. Sad, really. I was good to when he got injured, because I was really looking forward to seeing him in the pre-season. Yeah. Obviously, he had a bit of an extended break, didn't he, because he was with... well, he was at the World Cup with England.
With that successful England team in the World Cup.
I don't know why England got an extra time off, to be fair. I would have had them all back in.
I mean, after laugh, I see they were giving them all a rest. I thought that's what they were doing when they were over there.
They were on holiday over there.
Yeah. See you two scathing people.
No,
we've got Irish and Scottish, and then there we are.
And the English
in here.
It was a great World Cup.
You've done well. Exceeded expectations.
Oh, they did exceed it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've done the team, and we've nitpicked and picked off. We've picked our team. It's actually a tough start for Liverpool, isn't it? You look at Man United's easy start.
What is our first four games, Thurman?
Southampton, City, Tottenham, Villa, West Ham, Everton. They're the first.
No, I think that's an easy one. I mean, apart from
apart
City,
from Everton,
no, apart from City,
Tottenham, and
you know, you
talk. City.
I mean,
is Tottenham away or home?
Tottenham is away. That's tough, thing. They're going to be. They'll be there, or they'll be up European places.
Right.
He will.
Pochettino.
They've had some.
Is that a mushroom?
Mickey Mouse managers in the last year or two, haven't they? Tottenham cocked things up.
Pochettino, is that after him?
No, it's something like that, but it's not that, is it? Is it a Portolini mushroom, isn't it? It's not
Portobello.
Portobello, Pochettino. Pochettino mushroom.
Pochettino. Porcini. No, Pochini is like
Portobello's
French.
A load.
He's a singer.
Pochini. Is he?
I think so. Pochettino.
So what's the tough games there? Then obviously City.
Yeah, that's the one. I mean, you don't tell me that the Villa and the other ones you read out there. You know,
Southampton's
at home. Southampton.
City and Tottenham both away back-to-back.
Right. Well, I'm not worried about Tottenham.
Okay.
And then we go, did you say Villa?
Villa at home, West Ham away, Everton at home.
Oh, there you go. I mean, Everton will be
tough.
A reasonably tough game.
Hey, he said they were going to be challenging with the league. Pellegrini. That's
who?
A water. Oh, Pellegrini. He said Everton are going to be challenging for the league. Do you agree with that?
What has he been drinking?
No. No, I don't.
No. Okay. I mean, they've done well keeping the young players, which I think is important. You know what I mean?
Is it a top seven now for you, then? Everton, top. So we'll go Man City, Chelsea, Liverpool, Arsenal, Tottenham, Everton.
Well, Everton have joined a group behind the top four. I mean, it's been a top four for years, isn't it? You know, when we've slipped out of it.
Yeah, Chelsea.
We slipped out of it, and it's been the top four.
Yeah, what is it now?
You know, I think now the others underneath, like teams 5, 6, 7, will be as good as, you know, the 2, 3, 4s. Yeah, I think so.
I think it's the top seven, though.
Yeah, I think so.
You?
Yeah,
I mean, Mourinho's saying how Chelsea, this is a great Chelsea team. And you look at it and you go, John Terry's still playing in it, in this team, Chelsea team.
Of the year, isn't he?
I'd like to play against, well, maybe not at the moment, but you'd like to play against John Terry, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, he's been a very good player, a very good club player, but I wouldn't think now that anybody's going to worry playing against John Terry.
No.
Or whoever playing along with him, Cahill.
Who's the threat to the Premier League? Who's Liverpool's big threat? Chelsea?
I think he's bought, unbelievably well to get, is it 50 million?
Oh.
For David Luiz.
Seriously?
Seriously, right. Unbelievable how he did.
How's he done that?
Right. Then to bring in Costa, he brought in the left back from Atletico Madrid and Fabregas, the ones that I know about. That's good business.
Left back.
Yeah. So I think it's real good business.
I never, funny enough, was a big fan of the Costa, the lad Costa.
No.
I've got to say that. I've never, you know, he never,
inspired me when I've looked at it and thought, oh, this kid's brilliant, he's this, he's that. I just never thought he was a player.
He's your old-fashioned centre-forward. No nonsense. A bit like Shearer. Rough. Throws his head in. You love him, right? He'll have stitches at the end of the season. He'll
Drogba.
Be here for you.
And then Drogba's back on the free, didn't he?
Drogba, yeah.
So, I mean, that's all very good.
But what about Samuel Eto'o?
He's out, I think, for four months.
Who is?
Drogba.
Is he?
He's done something to his ankle, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about, I saw in the paper, talking about strikers and Chelsea, Samuel Eto'o, Liverpool. Samuel Eto'o.
Who now, told you that?
It was in the paper. I know you don't always believe what you see in the papers, but
Samuel Eto'o.
He is 2 years younger than me, Samuel Eto'o. Why would Liverpool only buy Samuel
Eto'o? I was talking about Samuel Eto'o.
Brendan wouldn't do that. Brendan would go finding, you know, some younger.
Half his age, somebody about
It's 30. Like Origi. They've got him because he sees future in that kid.
So Chelsea for you, second place?
No, I'm
saying... City will still be there at the top, yeah, I think.
All right, I'll make it a bit easier. What's your top four in and not specifically in any order, yeah?
Me?
Yes.
I think it will be Chelsea.
Yeah.
City. Us.
Yes.
And then I think it'd be United or Arsenal. But I think United will bounce back strong this year. I've got to be honest.
So in no order, they'll... but in that order, yeah.
I haven't got four.
No order, but this is the way I'm going to do it. Chelsea, City, Liverpool, Arsenal.
I think Chelsea are the biggest threat to win the league. I do to City.
I agree, yeah. My top four.
If you say they'll all be in the heart, these ones will be in the heart. Mm. Right.
Four, yeah.
Those four. Yeah, I would say those four. United, no.
I think.
One thing about that, the newspapers will love it. I mean, the newspapers every day will be full of Van Gaal and about United because they just love it. And he's a guy who captures, he's like Mourinho, he captures headlines, doesn't he?
Yep.
I don't know if they've strengthened the team much. I think they're terrible defenders. I thought the team was shocking. I thought their attitude was, they can maybe do something about the attitude, but can't do much about the ability.
How many days left of the transfer is the deadline?
2.5 weeks, I think.
2.5 weeks. You wait to see Saint. I bet you three come in with him. With them.
Well, I think they need to.
Yeah, they do. But I tell you what, they did do. They didn't look bad against Liverpool, and you know, and some of the big boys weren't playing. But I tell you what, I'm not just saying it, Saint. I think they will strengthen. They'll strengthen in real top positions. So I think, listen, United aren't going to have a better season as they did last season. That's for sure.
It'd be hard for them to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the attitude alone, you know, shocking attitude last year. I mean, David Moyes ends up getting the sack over it and his reputation gets hammered. But the players are the ones. And if they've got that in them, like, not to go out there and play in front of 75,000 people and be proud of wearing a shirt, then have they changed this year? Are they going to be the same guys?
He'll bring that back. Because I agree with you. I thought the players let down. Van Gaal won't tolerate that.
Do you know what, if we do, Saint? If we get a really good striker, if there is money around, if we get a real good striker, nobody will want to play us.
No.
Not the way we've strengthened. I'll tell you, you know, we look pretty strong and pretty good, and we've got movement, and when one person goes out now, we can actually replace now in lots of positions. People won't want to play against them the way they played.
All right, we'll wrap it up because it's been really emotional today. Sunday, we kick off Sunday. Yeah. Score prediction?
Prediction, I think we'll score goals. I think it will be. Have they got any players left in Southampton?
No. Taking a few in,
isn't
it?
Yeah. Ronald Koeman is actually going to play himself, I think, at centre half. Schneider looks like he'll be leaving. Rodriguez looks like he'll be off.
He can be justified in doing that, to tell you the truth. I would think we'll win 3-0.
I was thinking exactly the same. It'll be a landslide. I think it'll be a comfortable victory for us.
I wanted to say 3-0, but because you two have said it, I'm going to go
4-0.
I'm going to go 4-0.
Well, you get a good price from the bookies on that one.
Well, I might have a bet then. Lads, it's been brilliant. Thanks very much, and I'll speak to you soon.
Five Times are hitting the road again this summer, and it's the Champions League heroes heading to Ireland in August.
Andrei Shevchenko, the European Footballer of the Year, the star man in the Milan side, must score.
He must score.
He saved it! Goulart saves! For Liverpool! And Liverpool have won the Champions League!
This is amazing! Can you believe it?
Jamie Carragher and Luis Garcia host a gala dinner at the Marker Hotel in Dublin, August 20th.
Once a European champion, always a European champion.
24 hours later, Luis Garcia, Didi Haman and Jamie Carragher are at the Waterfront Theatre Belfast. August 21st. Then in September, Barnes, Aldridge and Haman in London on Thursday the 11th. Fowler, McAteer and Whelan in Newport, South Wales on Thursday the 18th. All details and tickets of all those events on fivetimes.co/events. It'd be great to see you there.
Liverpool have their hands on the European Cup again, and this time it's for keeps.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.